Stacey Abrams won't run for GOP Senator Johnny Isakson's seat. By Joshua Kaplan on August 28, 2019. Failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams will not run for the U.S. Senate to replace Senator Johnny Isakson. RGA, who announced Wednesday that he will retire from politics at the end of the year due to health issues. Abrams will not be a candidate herself for the seat which Isakson is leaving but remains committed to helping Democratic candidates win both Senate races next year, a spokesperson for the Progressive Darling told NBC News. Abrams' announcement comes after revealing in April that she will not challenge Senator David Perdue, RGA, for his seat in 2020. "I will not be a candidate for the United States Senate," she said at the time. "The fights to be waged require a deep commitment to the job. And I do not see the U.S. Senate as the best role for me in this battle for our nation's future." Isakson said in a statement he underwent surgery to remove a growth on his kidney this week and is still recovering from a July fall, which fractured four ribs. The Georgia Republican also suffers from Parkinson's disease. "I am leaving a job I love because my health challenges are taking their toll on me, my family, and my staff," Isakson said. "With the mounting health challenges I am facing, I have concluded that I will not be able to do the job over the long term in the manner the citizens of Georgia deserve. It goes against every fiber of my being to leave in the middle of my Senate term. But I know it's the right thing to do on behalf of my state." Earlier this year, Abrams met with several top Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, DNY, about a possible Senate run. Abrams has also toyed with a possible presidential campaign and has said it is possible she may mount a bid up until the fall despite missing two Democrat primary debates. Earlier this month, Abrams suggested she is open to being the running mate to any of the White House hopefuls running against President Donald Trump. "I've just come to the decision that my best value and the strongest contribution I can give to this primary would be to make sure our nominee is coming into an environment where there's strong voter protections in place," Abrams told the New York Times. "I would be honored to be considered by any nominee," she added.